We are live from WDOT Port Washington. I'm Ryan Baxter here with
Jonathan.
And today we are covering the annual Spike It Up volleyball tournament in Schreiber High School. Spike It Up is in honor of a former student, Pierce Lutzky, who passed away in 2019 from brain cancer. Teams paid $20 to have 5 to 6 players, or $50 for 5 to 6 players, and the huge tournament will take place from periods 3 to 5. See who comes out on champion. What are your thoughts on this tournament?
I'm very excited. I broadcasted last year this tournament, and was no doubt in my mind that the boys varsity team would be winning. As teams get on right away, some teams are coming on right now. One of those teams is, just gotta grab a name.
The Flannel Gang.
All right, Flannel Gang.
Flannel Gang comes out.
Flannel Gang coming out on top. Who do you think will win? They're all rocking.
The boys varsity team should not be allowed to do this together. That's not fair.
Yeah, last year boys varsity came out on top. Easily took it away from certain teams that might have deserved it, but just because they were on boys varsity, they took it out on top. But yeah, we have some big teams up in it. The Zookeepers with Dylan Epstein, Reed Paltrow, Sam Rothenberg, Landon Brader, and Cal Gober, all seniors. However, they might be one of the big differences because they have Cal Gober, Landon Brader, and Dylan Epstein, three prominent roles on boys varsity this year, helping them lead all the way. Some other teams that may include could say that the Sparkle Specialists with John Spinoso, J.J. Ioannidis, Nico Scott, Max Rita, Derek Fine, and Martin Hernandez. They're all going to be big factors because they're all tall and can easily take it.
On the first court, we have the Invincibles versus Cereal with Milk. Who do you see out coming out on top?
I honestly see Cereal with Milk coming out on top just because they were all on the volleyball team this year. Most of them play.
I agree with that.
Most of them play professionally too with club teams apart from just school teams.
We got the Drew sisters, we got Ali Carrillo, we got Eva Ponte, as well as others, versus Alessandro Salavera, Angelina Caballero, Ethan Salavera, Anthony Condi, and Christopher Calderon.
So how do you think this game's going to run out? Just because we're going to be mainly broadcasting court number one.
To be brutally honest, I see Cereal with Milk easily coming out on top. I mean,
Cereal with Milk? I will have to agree with that, because they are a bunch of varsity stars.
They are varsity volleyball athletes.
They've had experience in the past with this tournament. They did go far last tournament. Most of the team was the same. They did travel far. How far do you think they're gonna travel today?
I see Cereal with Milk either making the quarterfinals or the semifinals. I don't see them winning the finals just because our boys volleyball team is extremely dominant.
Yeah, boys volleyball is grody. However, I feel like this game is gonna be pretty well handled, pretty easy. I think chance. So yeah, that's what we had thinking predicting was gonna win. Games are about to go underway. So what do you think the score's gonna be? Pretty sure they're going up to 21. How quick do you think this game's gonna go?
It's gonna go pretty quick, to be honest.
Pretty quick, to be honest. Let's set a line here. We'll go over under 5.5 minutes.
No money though. Gambling is illegal.
Gambling is illegal for underage. However, over under 5.5 minutes. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over?
I think there will be some very good rallies.
Some rallies. What I think they're gonna do is I think they're gonna set up Eva Ponte because she is one of the tallest people on the team. They're gonna set up Eva Ponte for a spike.
He's a setter. First serve's underway. Clef.
As the games are about to start, games about to start. All three courts are about to be in use. However, we will be primarily using court number one.
Now.
So
Cereal with Milk does lose the first point.
As they did lose the first point. As it is.
The serve is up.
It's a nice setting. Going on. Set. Gargulio. And the ball goes into the net. It is 2-0. Not looking good for Cereal with Milk.
I'm surprised.
Right now, I'm kind of guessing that they're just going a little easy. They're not taking it as serious as they should be. As the serve barely grazes the net and goes out. So now it is Cereal and Milk's turn. It is 2-1. Not looking good for them. Serve is up.
Jesse Drews with a nice serve.
Serve.
Nice bump over the net. Ali Carrillo with the bump. Set over by Anna Drews, and it's not made over the net by Anthony Condi. It is a 2-1 game.
It is now 2-2 in favor of Cereal and Milk. It is a tie game. Serve is about to go up.
Nice serve.
Great serve. Nice setting going on. Don't make it over into the net. Point Cereal with Milk.
What I will say is there's good communication from Cereal with Milk, where there's a lack of chemistry and communication here with the Invincibles.
I see with the Invincibles lack of communication because they're just not. They're just slapping the ball. They're not actually going with a nice, like,
exactly.
Bumper.
Cereal with Milk has good form.
And they also have good coordination and good communication.
As they did play an entire season together.
As they did, yes, sir. Serve is up.
Nice serve by Drews. Set back over. Bump by Carrillo. And it's barely missed by Anna Drews over the net.
Over the net. It is now 3-2 in favor of the Invincibles. So far, our line of 5.5 is not hitting. I think it might be a good close game.
Serve is up. Nice bumps. Anna Drews sets it up. Ball's hit over, and it's a nice play.
3-3. 3-3. Serve goes back to Cereal with Milk.
He obviously does not know courtesy of volleyball. You have to roll it under the net.
You got to roll it under the net. You can't just tuck it over.
Anna Drews lining up for the serve.
Goes up.
Over nice the net. Serve.
There's some great serving going on by Cereal.
Invincibles are
Milk.
Just slapping it over the net. Whereas, Cereal with Milk loses the point. Eva Ponte gave the bump a little too far right as the score is in favor of the Invincibles. Nice movement over here by Cereal with Milk, although they do not get it over in 3 tries.
Alright, the Invincibles turn. Serve barely goes over the net. Some nice bumps and sets. Puts it over. Really last move to hit. Some nice bumping and setting going on still. Eva Ponte with a risky set over there. But a great, great shot.
Jesse Drews, the freshman.
Goguio with the serve. Over the net. Just hit. Invincibles are just slapping the ball. They're not even going with any sets.
It's not going terrible for them, though.
It's managing to work. It's managing to work for them. Now it is serve for the Cereal with Milk.
Lassiter with the serve. Nice serve all the way to the backcourt.
And a nasty spike. But will they count it?
Wow.
As he did hit
what
the net.
What a... Is not counting?
I don't think...
They're counting it.
They end up counting.
There are lenient rules. This is for charity.
Nice bump from setting last year. Hits the ball over the net. Ball barely even thinks about going over. Just goes, gets right down into the net. Point toward Cereal with Milk.
Aponte with the serve.
Goes
nice
up.
Serve.
Great serve.
Hits a speaker.
Off the speaker. Now, will they be counting that? Will they be doing that?
I believe if it hits the ceiling, it is, in fact, a dead ball.
It is a dead ball. As we do point. Aponte with another great serve. Proving ball don't lie. Proving ball don't lie in any sport. Aponte with serve again. Bumps it over. They're not even.
Drew sets it up for Carrillo. Carrillo keeps it in.
Will they count it? Do they count it? Let's see. They count it in favor of Cereal with Milk. Some risky point of views by the refs.
Seems as if Flannel Gang's getting pulled from the tournament for their message on the back of their shirts.
Huh. You don't see that very often, do you?
They are disqualified.
Unless he's making the change.
Meanwhile, the Invincibles hits another ball out of bounds. This is shocking.
I would not expect to see this. As that is to say, clear-cut victory for their opponents. Bump
good
set.
Movement once again, but it's out of bounds on Cereal with Milk.
Some good points going on. Serve for the Invincibles. Doug Julio with a bump. Just tosses it over from Lassiter. And it goes right into the net. Point towards Cereal with Milk.
One of our other color commentators, volleyball player Nefeli, has a few opinions on the calls and movement of the ball. Hits the ceiling again. Dead ball. Point. Cereal with Milk.
They're redoing it. I think they are redoing the point.
What will the deciding factor be?
So what I believe is, if it hits the ceiling on their side, if it hits the ceiling on their own side, it's dead. But if it's the other side, it does not count.
As I think
Cereal with Milk took the win there.
Came away with the victory. And that'll do it for game number one.
New games are underway. We have God Did versus Big J Lovers. Senior versus freshman matchup.
So, who do you think's going to win? Because the freshman team that...
The freshman team is all volleyball players.
It's all volleyball players. And then on the other team, we have one of WDOT's own, Mike Capobianco, who just hit a spike and got their team a point as they are celebrating.
That was Mikey Capobianco on the spot.
As Mikey Capobianco is being a great player. Team consists of Michael Capobianco.
Great serve by Milgram. Spike off.
Great spike.
By Isaias Clemens.
As the team consists of Sam Kassan, Lucas Milgram, Alex Alamud, Mikey Capobianco, Emily Burson, and Lola Gitlin, all seniors. Now you may recognize some of those names from...
Spike by Jacob Aponte, younger brother of Eva Aponte.
This game is underway and it might come out to be a close one.
All right, we're switching off.
No.
Lola Gitlin with the serve. Hits it back to Emily Burson, who pops it over the net. Set by the freshman. Set. Isaiah's going for the spike.
Ow!
Out of bounds.
But it was touched. It was touched. It was touched. Who's that serving?
Brandon with the serve. Nice over the
Pass.
Net. Mikey with the bump over the net. Set by Milner. Isaiah's taps it over. Milgram. And
Got blocked.
Mikey Capobianco
blocked. That's crazy.
By Jacob Aponte.
No one was covering that donut. It was an open space. Someone could have easily passed that up.
Burson
now with the
up.
Hit. Oh, the net.
Missed spike. By Jacob Aponte.
Missed spike. That was a really good ball in there too.
Served by Capobianco over the net. Brandon sets it up, looking for Milner.
Ooh,
sets it over the net.
A soft set. Out. Net.
We'll get a post-game interview with Mikey regardless.
All right. Ace by Alex Milner. As he lines up for another serve. Milner serves it, and it's a miss serve.
Hits the net. Who's that serving?
Emily Burson serving.
Well
over the net.
Oh, I thought that was out.
Brandon
was
sets
close.
It up to Isaiah. Soft spike. Hits it over the net again. Set up to 15. Scored by Isaias Clemens.
They're getting demolished. They're currently getting demolished.
Isaias was called up to varsity at the end of the season this year.
Right in the middle. That was a beautiful kill. That was amazing. Oh my God, hit all.
Served by Isaias Clemens. There's currently an argument whether it's in or out.
The ball was called in. Oh, They're still going. In. It's your team?
God did. Sami Kassan with the serve. Being set around.
God did.
Okay. Milgram hits it over the net. Bumped by Brandon. Set up. And Milner spikes it over the net.
That was a soft kill.
No communication between Milgram and Cavabianco as the ball falls short.
Yeah, tell him to move over.
Isaiah sits it softly over the net. Bumped back by Milgram. Set up. Brandon sets it up for Isaiah.
Kill!
Spike.
That was a kill! Right in the middle. No one was ready for that.
Ball is currently in favor of Big J Lovers. Isaias Clemens with the spike.
He has a very good serve. He's tall too, so see how he fully extends his arm? Close to the net!
Russell Schwartz backs up with the bump, sets it up for Jake Ponte, spikes it out of bounds.
Ow. He could have easily just hit it straight. It would have hit the middle. It would have been a direct kill. It would have been good. No one would have been able to do that. They have done that many times on that team.
Lining up
by
for
the same
serve
person.
Over the net. Russell Schwartz bumps it to Brandon.
Straight he
sets
up,
it up
hit
in
the
ceiling. But they're calling it continuing play. Russell
Steady.
Schwartz is over the net.
Oh,
double spike. Double Milner spike. And Clemens together.
I don't think you could do that.
They're calling a redo.
A redo. Makes sense because you can't do that in volleyball. It's normal.
Served over the net. Bumped. Brandon sets it up for Isaias, who
soft
taps it.
Soft touch, close to the net, sets it, kills it, touches it, almost becomes a block. That was close, but he let it pass his fingertips. If he had his hands closer, it would have been a block, but it wasn't. It's okay, they'll get it back. They have tall people on their team, they'll be fine.
Clemens, missed the serve.
We have all the teachers cheering. They clearly have favorites.
Serve over the net.
That was a lollipop serve.
Cavabianco sets it over to...
Soft tip. Still in. Ooh, what a good save.
Aponte hits over the net. Touch net by Cavabianco.
Soft bump over. Passes with a short set. Over. Hits the net. Hits the net. Her arm was too low. She did not extend the arm.
As the score stays in favor.
What is it with his arm?
Sami Kassan can't control the ball. Lucas Milgram seems frustrated with his team's performance so far.
But they're determined, though. They're determined. That's good. Everyone wants to win this.
Cavabianco bumps it, but it hits the net.
Control your passes. Every point is crucial.
And that is game over.
Pause. And we're back.
We are back. We have the swim and dive team versus Big J Lovers.
Ooh, I recognize some of these guys. Some of them were on JV last year. They're pretty good. They're really good, actually. So let's see how this goes.
They hit the ceiling on their first set. Jacob Aponte. Big star last game. Serves it, sets it well over the net.
Out, but touched.
Mitchell Stevens misses with the bump.
Can we talk about the middle for a second, Ryan? Look at everyone dressed up. Taco, Coca-Cola can. That's insane.
I respect it.
I respect it, too.
As Joe Apat hits it to Mitchell Stevens, they run out of hits. Another point for Big J Lovers.
The middle game right now going on is crazy. Touched, but gave up. Did not go through with his pass. Did not push through.
Aponte serves it over the net. Bumped by Mitchell Stevens, goes well out of bounds. Jacob is just on fire right now with his serves, winning every point. Jacob serves over the net. Set. Austin Lee tries to hit over the net. Has hit it over. Alex Milner misses. As Jacob's run of serving is over. One of the Christou twins is going to the serve. hits it well back, and that's out of bounds. Slightly out.
My friend's brother is on this team. He played on JV. I forgot his name, but his last name is Marvin. He's actually good. He's actually really good. He has really good serves, which is insane. His serves are insane. I remember from last year watching the games. So he's probably going to make varsity this year, this upcoming year, because the season's over. But we have a lot of club players from volleyball. I see a lot of club players here. They're very, very good, and they're currently saving their teams. In with the tip, but hits the net.
As Port Swim is on a roll, sets it over. Don't know how to communicate, and it's another missed point by Big J Lovers.
If they keep going down this path, it's not going to be good.
They're falling apart.
They are falling apart.
Set serve over the net. Jacob Aponte with the bump. Brandon sets it up. Milner, soft tap over the net. Stevens sets it, and it's slightly...
Didn't even go for the ball.
Slightly inbounds.
Could have saved that ball.
Isaias just didn't move.
And with the serve.
Nice.
What a nice dig. Over. Killed. 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 This team's starting to regain points.
All right, we're back. Milner with the serve. Well over the net. Oh, it's a let. Or I don't know if they had that in volleyball, where it hits the net and then goes over.
I mean, that's kind of like a tip, but it's still like you have to be there to save the ball.
Okay.
Because if you're not there, then it counts losing a point.
I don't have the best knowledge on volleyball. Mifelli does.
Which is why I'm here to help, because I'm a volleyball player.
Exactly.
Going in with the serve. What a nice serve. Blocked, but the ball wasn't even close. The ball was nowhere near the block, which I don't know why they went up to the net. They blocked air, guys. They blocked air. Oh!
Hits him in the face.
Just got hit in the face by a volleyball. Got hit in the face by a volleyball. I shouldn't be laughing because That was me. That was me. That was
Milner,
me last season.
Well served over the net. Swimming, bumps back over.
What a nice set.
Brandon with the set. Soft tap over.
He could have killed that. It was a good opportunity. What a save.
Russell Schwartz with the bump. Oh. No communication in the middle.
Absolutely no communication, Ryan. And you saw that ball fell in the middle. Someone could have easily dived, popped it up, would have finished the game.
WDOT station time is 11:20 a.m. If you're just joining us now, you're listening to Spike It Up Tournament. I'm Ryan Baxter here with Nefeli. We're watching Port Swimming versus Big J Lovers as Isaias Clemens sets it short of the net.
Guys, it's now lunchtime. I'm hungry. But we currently have three games going on.
Joey Pat sets it, or Brandon sets it. Brandon goes for the kill, and he hits. He converts it.
What a great kill. Went straight for the ball, did not hesitate like many other people on the team, which would lead to ball going into the net, but he controlled that very well. He had his arm extended, curved the ball, went straight down.
Russell Schwartz serves over the net as he gets an ace. Russell, despite his size, a great volleyball player.
Russell's a very good volleyball player. He has amazing serves.
Austin Lee bumps it, was going out of bounds, but Brandon tried to save it, and it goes against him. Could not convert it.
He shanked the ball with one arm, which is why that's my biggest pet peeve in volleyball. Never hit the ball with one arm. If you have the chance to take both arms, use both arms. Go straight into the net.
Once again, cannot convert. That is Griffin Marvin. I'm sorry, we haven't been saying his name.
Yeah, I said Marvin, his last name, because I know his sister, Kate, which is also, she's also an amazing volleyball player. I played with her a whole season. She's amazing. Ow.
Now, Sports Swimming just got an assist from the from the sidelines.
From the sidelines, this annoying kid that just walked by.
It's all good. The program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ, not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you should carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Someone just took the win. They're celebrating now. They're going back on court. I don't know if the game's over or not because they're celebrating like the game just ended.
I believe the game is over.
The game is over, but it was a really good rally from both teams.
I'm confused as to who won.
Me too, because they're both cheering.
And we'll be back when the next game starts. Big J Lovers took the win. I'm
took
sorry.
The W.
We'll be back with the next game.